All right, we're gonna move on. 24, our upland game harvest report from 2022 hunting season. Alex Solem is with us again. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair, Secretary, or members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Chris, pull up a short PowerPoint here. I'll be going over some harvest statistics from our latest pheasant season as well as our prairie grouse season. I think before we start, I have to obviously point out the photogenic nature of my son here on a recent hunt in Vito County. I will say that he definitely didn't get that from me, so I have to give credit to his mother. But we had a great pheasant season, and it's going to be pretty obvious with our harvest stats that we had for the year. I think folks obviously did pretty well, had a great time out there, and that sort of thing. So just give you a little overview. Obviously, the department, we put out an upland outlook every year to kind of give some folks what to expect, nesting conditions, all that sort of stuff, some recent harvest statistics and how that's trended over time. Just a brief overview of the season for those that might not be familiar with it. Prairie grouse season, which encompasses greater prairie chickens and sharp-tailed grouse, that started on September 17th and then ended on January 1st with a daily limit of 3 birds, and you can have any combination of prairie chickens or sharp-tail to equal that bag limit of 3 or daily bag limit of 3. Pheasant season opener was on October 15th and then ended January 31st. Again, that January 31st end date is relatively new. I think we've been doing it since roughly 2020. You know, after a relatively mild winter in 2021, we did see a few droughty conditions, you know, obviously through the state. Most people are well aware of that. But we really had some timely moisture, which is really important for pheasants to get the grass growing, to offer some really good nesting conditions, and then especially offer some good cover there for hunters to kind of chase down those birds in the fall. You know, even with last year, kind of the early winter that we had, that might have cut some people's pheasant hunting season short. You know, as a point of contact for a lot of non-residents, they call me, ask opinions on where to go and all that sort of stuff. Still had a lot of interest from folks even in January with tougher hunting conditions. You know, they were definitely willing to brave the elements out there, including myself, and talking with them even after their hunt, they were seeing tons of birds. You know, obviously they get a little bit flighty after hunting them for 3 months, but they were still having some pretty good success. And I should note that, you know, most of the birds that they were seeing obviously were congregating in really good winter habitat. You know, those cattail sloughs, thick shelter belts, that sort of stuff. So it's obviously to no surprise. So the great news is that, you know, even maybe with a hard winter, we were still able to harvest almost 1.2 million pheasants, which is incredible. You know, we obviously lead the nation in harvest. We're a destination for most folks to go to for hunting. So it was really cool. I should say these estimates, as well as the upland game, the prairie grouse estimates, they come from a mailing sample of 15,000 residents and then 15,000 non-resident small game license holders. This is a random survey that's sent out to those folks. This does not include non-residents that hold a shooting preserve license. So those estimates are not in these harvest estimates at all. Overall, our harvest was up 8.6% compared to last year, which is always good to see. We had roughly 130,000 hunters, which is up just over 2%, which is awesome too. This doesn't include our total license sales. This just includes people that actually went out there and hunted pheasants. Obviously, there are some folks that buy a license, they don't go out there and hunt for whatever reason, or non-residents that buy multiple licenses and come back for a number of trips. These are just kind of our historic statistics dating back to 1980. We use our pheasants per hunter as a kind of a general measure of success. I think I have some graphs there. Yeah, so you can see the 10-year average here. Again, we were up both on our total pheasant harvest and our total pheasants per hunter estimates over our 10-year average. And it's important to note too that, you know, especially last year, we had, this just kind of indicates with our pheasants per hunter that we had some really good opportunity out there for folks, being, just about 9% or 9 birds per hunter. And really, it's not too far off from the heydays of, you know, the mid 2000s when we were harvesting almost 2 million pheasants. So it was really good to see. Even the last few years, we've seen kind of a steady increase in our harvest, steady increase in our pheasants per mile. And that really goes to show, you know, the department's, you know, latest habitat and access push, and the work that, you know, Luke and other private lands biologists are doing out there, as well as our partners with Pheasants Forever and other conservation groups. So here's just a map. This is scaled by square miles, so number of pheasants harvested per square mile. It's not too surprising, you know, that James River Valley is always a pretty good stronghold for birds. Beetle County, I'd like to say that I contributed to that a little bit, even though I didn't get surveyed. But the top counties that we saw at least this year were Brown County, Beetle County, Hughes, Brule, Aurora, and Hanson. These ones have, you know, always been perpetual, really good pheasant counties to go to, and things like that. So I'll move on to prairie grouse harvest. So our total prairie grouse harvest was just over 63,000 prairie grouse. And again, with some really timely rains, it's really good cover out there. We were able to harvest 19% more prairie grouse this year than last year. Folks that are, than 2021. Remember back to 2021, it was kind of a droughty year out west. Limited cover success is probably going to be a little bit harder for folks just because there wasn't the cover out there to really hold birds for your traditional, you know, using pointers and flushing them off of dogs, and that sort of stuff. We did have roughly 16,000 or a little over 16,000 total grouse hunters, and that was up again 9% from last year. So that's really awesome to see. There's a lot of folks out there that are really taking advantage of prairie grouse hunting. And I would say too, even talking to folks, you know, especially last fall, they were seeing really good numbers of prairie grouse, not only in traditional areas that we were, you know, traditionally have good harvest at, but even on those eastern fringes of their range, you know, kind of that east central South Dakota where they're not as common, especially talking with a lot of folks around my area, especially Beetle County, Hand County, that sort of stuff. Guys are seeing a lot of grouse, which is really cool to see. Just some historical and long-term harvest data here. We've seen a really pretty sharp increase in total harvest, you know, the last probably 3 to 5 years, as well as total number of hunters. So it's kind of one of those niches where the real die-hard upland game hunters are tend to be prairie grouse hunters. But it's been cool to see a kind of an influx of not only total hunters maybe picking back up the sport or even coming to a new opportunity to hunt. It's been really nice to see. So my last figure I have here, this is just again harvest per square mile. So it's generally the central part of the state, which really isn't that surprising. Obviously, the Fort Pierre National Grasslands provides an excellent opportunity for folks to go chase not only sharptails, but prairie chickens. A lot of, again, non-residents come here kind of as a destination to target prairie grouse and pheasants at the same time, and especially greater prairie chickens. You know, that's kind of a cool species that a lot of these folks, you know, are really, really targeting, want to harvest. They haven't harvested them before. So that Fort Pierre area is an opportunity where kind of all those three species overlap, and gives folks a good chance to go out there and try to bag those ones. So with that, that's all I have, and I can take any questions if anybody has any.
Very good. Any questions for Alex on his report? The numbers look good. Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome.